Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
And this is the Wednesday afternoon show. And it got to that time where we do the interviews. And we have been blessed with the presence of the Dance Monkeys. Yes, we have Tim, James and Gus here for a good old chat. And it must have been about a year ago, or exactly a year ago. You were here last time.
Yeah, exactly a year ago. Last Cows, wasn't it? That's when we came in last.
Yeah, and you're playing again down at the Globe every single night.
Every single night. It's chaos every single night.
So how long a set are you doing down there every week, every day even, sorry?
2 hours as Dance Monkeys, and then we're nipping into other little projects that we're doing through the day sometimes as well.
Oh, cool, cool. And obviously the thing is, you aren't from the island, you are from another island.
Yeah.
So you've made your way all the way from Tenerife again. Obviously, again. We spoke about this last year, but obviously people might not have listened, so we're going to update them again. How long does it take you to get all the way from Tenerife to here?
It's about 4 days, isn't it?
Four and a half days.
So you've got a 40-hour ferry from Tenerife to Huelva in the southern Spain.
Nice.
And then you drive all the way through Spain, stop in northern Spain, and then stop in southern France, and then stop in Cannes, and then get a ferry across from Cannes to Portsmouth, and then initially drove up to Skegness, where we played our first set of gigs and festivals, and then we drove back down to do Cows Week this week.
So you must be the... Who's the main driver?
Tim would be the main driver. It's his van.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. So you don't share the role at all? You take...
We probably will a little on the way back if I get tired.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of pressure on us to drive back this year.
No, we can
last
stay here.
Year, was it the year before, someone made a slight boo-boo on their booking of their flight.
Yeah.
Somebody thought
they'd booked a flight for a Tuesday, giving us roughly 2 days to travel all the way from here to Madrid, and then it was on a Monday, so we had 16 hours driving without a break.
Wow. Okay, so you made it in time?
Just, you had 2 hours to spare, I think.
Wow, okay. So who's booking the returns this time?
My wife, normally. My wife does a lot of the logistics.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, she's in the office working away.
Oh, fair play. And she must really enjoy it. Well, I say enjoying the peace. you know what it's like? I know my wife's like, thank God he's gone out for a bit. And leave me alone. I can actually do what I want to. So, how have the shows been this year down there? I popped down there on Saturday night and you had a fantastic crowd. And I'm assuming that it's continued over all the nights as well.
It's been really good. I mean, it's been busy every year that we've done it, hasn't it? It's been really, really busy. But this year, with it being the 200th anniversary, we have noticed it's been even busier.
Yeah.
And everyone seems more chaotic. And a lot of carnage has been induced.
A proper taste of the Isle of Wight then, yeah?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, for the first Friday, which is kind of actually pre-Cows Week, isn't it? It hasn't officially started at that point. And last year, a couple of years, it's been steady, but more of a warm-up gig, isn't it? But this year, it was...
Full-blown,
carnage straight from the Friday. It's been fantastic. We love it.
Well, the smile says it all. Let's put it that way. And you're obviously playing up until Friday this week?
Saturday.
Oh, you still
so
do?
So we do a pre-party on the Friday previous to Cows Week, and then we do like an after party on the Saturday as well, when all the people that have been involved can have a little bit of downtime and
come
and party with us on the Saturday.
I like that. Well, I will be getting down to you again before the end of the week. I guarantee you that. But also, you've got a few more gigs lined up in the UK before you even go back.
Yeah, I think this is a 20 or 22 date tour in total.
Oh, nice.
So from here we go to Bournemouth. We're playing Beachfest in Bournemouth on the 15th, and the night before that on the 14th we're playing a place called the Anvil in Bournemouth as well.
Sounds heavy.
Where's the drum kit? And then we are off on the 16th to Appleford to play a private rave, and then we've got gigs in the Midlands, we've got gigs in the North East, we've got gigs in Yorkshire, North Yorkshire, as far up as Glasgow. We're playing the Classic Grand in Glasgow, which is a pretty prestigious venue. We're looking forward to... Didn't they have My Chemical Romance play there?
Yeah, My Chemical Romance were there recently.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Getting to play in the same venue as them, which
Happy
is pretty cool.
Days.
Then we're in Cheshire, and we finish in Harrogate in North Yorkshire. And then the next day, Gus grabs a flight home because he's very busy, and James and I start that little drive back to Tenerife.
Yeah. Well, it must admit you've got, wow. So how long does that mean until you start heading back then?
So we'll start the journey on the 1st of September.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty much here for the whole of August then?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
And that's longer than last year.
Yeah, last year we did a flyback, so we flew in for the Beach Festival.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then we flew back to Tenerife, and then we drove back out for Cowes Week, had one extra gig outside of Cowes Week, and then drove all the way back again.
Oh, cool.
But because the venue had already organised everything last year, we knew where we were at, we knew exactly what we were doing, and we were able to plan this tour around Cowes Week.
Nice. So for anyone that hasn't been down and seen the Dance Monkeys, feel free to tell them what you guys do, because if I must admit, it's obviously for me it's dance music done in a band kind of a band feel, where you've got you on guitar, you on keys, and wow, you're the man that pretty much fills the gaps with everything else. Yeah.
Playing off the stage. Yeah.
You're not a fan of being on the front of the stage then?
Well, I have my whole life being on the stage, so this is a new opportunity to
step back,
to try something different.
You know? You've got these beautiful guys up front showing us. Fair play. So yeah, no, tell us a little bit about obviously the music and the genre you're really trying to push with, and what to expect if you come and watch the Dance Monkeys.
The biggest dance anthems that were ever made, played live, basically, with us attempting to play two instruments at the same time each.
Yes.
And then singing, because in my right hand I've got the top half of a drum kit.
Yes, you do. Yeah,
and then the left hand the keys, and then I'm singing, and then James is playing the kick drum with his right foot whilst playing guitar.
Yeah,
and
I
then
forgot about all that.
Spitting some lyrics and singing as well, and then at the back of the room, Gus has got his own set of synths and a sampler, is doing live filtering and also managing the lights and running the sound whilst dealing with drunk nutters attempting to have a conversation with him.
Yeah. Are you the DJ? Can you play my song?
Oh, yeah.
Mate,
yeah.
I'm not the DJ.
That's happened.
I don't doubt it. That's the scary bit. What did they ask for? That's the question. Do you remember?
A couple of nights ago came to me a guy showing the phone with Adagio for Strings, asking for that one.
Oh, really?
You know, and the set was the next one.
Oh, really? Yeah, because you do play that.
He was very, very happy. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Well,
you're welcome.
That's a freebie, that one. I won't lie, I was there when you played Adagio for Strings the other day, and there's a real sentimental value to that song to me. So I must admit, when you played it, I just love it. I love it. It literally gives me goosebumps, and your version of it still did the same for me. So,
well, why does it hold a special place for you? What's the reason?
Well, the reason is when my daughter was first born, I remember walking out. Well, I stayed at my mum's for the first few days just so she could help break us into the parenthood life. And I walked out into her front room, and she was there holding my daughter, listening to the original Adagio for Strings. And yeah, sadly, she passed in 2019. But every time I hear that song, it just makes me think of that moment. And it is definitely one of the most beautiful moments I've ever experienced in my life, to walk in and see that. So that song just always hits that moment for me. And
God, no pressure when he comes to listen to it again then.
Yeah,
oh,
I know. Well, Saturday night you played it, I was there for it, and like I said, you gave me goosebumps that day, so can't complain. But yeah, that's a little sentimental bit. Wow. So also, you are branching into your own original music as well.
That was always the goal, and kind of got James to thank for that. James, nice. Ever since I've known James, which is going on 11 years now?
Yeah, 11 years.
Ever since I've known him, he's been really focused on really trying to do original music. And we did have another project years back, and James was really trying to push the original music, and got a bit of pushback from the other band members. A bit of pushback is a polite way to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, so when we started this at the very, very beginning, you said at the start that you wanted the focus eventually to be original music, and we've finally, in that, we think we're in the right place to do it. We're very, very lucky. The people that have decided to follow us have been hardcore followers.
Nice.
Yeah, the Monkey Junkies that are out there.
I love it. You've got a fan name as well.
Yeah, it's on the t-shirt. Shall I spin round for the camera?
I've really gone, give us a turn.
Yeah.
Whee, Monkey Junkie.
And it just seemed like the right time to do it. So we've just released the first one. It came out just over 2 weeks ago.
And this is Bring Back the Rave Tour, and the song is called Bring Back the Rave.
So, Bring Back the Rave. Yeah, wow, yeah. That was about to be my next thing. I was about to say, do you want to introduce one of your songs? Because we've got it queued up and ready to go.
Go on, James.
This one is called Bring Back the Rave.
And that was Bring Back the Rave by Dance Monkeys, who we have right now in the studio with us. And yeah, I think they should bring back the rave, don't you?
That's kind of the whole vibe of what we're doing. We think that the rave culture and a little bit of anarchy needs to come back.
I like your style.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
Let's
one.
Fight the
I'm
system.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it. Well, wait, either ways, let's do the rave. When's the rave happening? Well, down at the Globe.
Down at the Globe.
Yeah.
Every night from 9 p.m.
Come and
if
check
you actually
it.
Want a place to rest your dance feet, you've got to be there from 7.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some really good artists on before us as well. I think there's a Pitbull on tomorrow.
Oh, Pitbull tribute.
Pitbull UK. Yeah, he's really, really good. And there's a guy...
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. There's a guy we know, actually, called Mikey Mike, who used to... He was in Tenerife for years and years and years. And he was booked last year to play, and he's booked again this year to play as well.
Oh, okay.
So he sort of... He does a bit of a warm-up, and he does some really cool reggae, soul, ska and stuff. Yeah, he's really, really cool.
Shaggy songs.
Yeah. Yeah. He can do the voice.
Bombastic.
Oh, he's so good at it. He's really good
Mr.
at it.
Mr. Lava, Lava.
Doing that kind of... Yeah. Vocals.
Love it. Well, George, you've got a question for the guys.
Yeah, guys, how did you actually meet and sort of form the group?
The short version is I used to own a bar in Corfu, and I employed James to work as a seasonal musician. And at the end of the season, I was going to go to Serbia because I'd been there the year before to go and play some music. And I just said... Hey man, he'd just woken up. It's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I said, "Hey man, do you wanna go to Serbia and play some music?" And he was like, "Yeah, man, whatever." And we took a guy called Babis, who was an incredible guitarist, and we went to Serbia and started playing music there. And we thought something works between us. It just works. Yeah. We worked with a Serbian. A bassist, a guy called Daniel, met a crazy American called Jamie O, who's got original music out there. He's worth checking out. And then we went back to Corfu and started a project that we initially called Clublanders, and the goal was to do this sort of dance music thing, and it never quite worked out the way we wanted. And then it was called The Guys Next Door, and that didn't quite work out either. And then we worked all over the place, Middle East, in Serbia, and loads of places. And eventually we sort of went our own directions, and I ended up in Tenerife where James already was, and we thought we need to get this going on again, and we started with another project called Nocturnal Creatures, and that unfortunately didn't quite work out either. I went off back doing swing and jazz again, singing Frank Sinatra songs.
Nice.
And that didn't work out for me either.
Really?
And whilst I was in the midst of, to be honest, I was going to quit music. James was sort of giving me a nudge, going, "I really do with a keyboard player. I want to get back into this dance music again." And we went for a coffee in a place called San Eugenio, and we were talking about it there. And I said, "Ah, stuff it, let's give it a go." And Dance Monkeys was born like that.
Oh.
And we said from the start we wanted it to grow organically. We weren't going to try and buy followers or overly push it. We were just going to. It was supposed to be a labour of love.
Mm.
And then a year in, we asked Gus to help us with the sound one night, and then we thought we can never work without him again. So we had to get Gus involved somehow, and here we are, just over 3.5 years later, and that's where we're at now.
And the recipe's fusing together nicely.
Yeah, wowing all the crowds then.
Yeah, yeah. No, they do. Honestly, have you been down there, George, and seen him yet?
I was there on Saturday. We went down for a birthday celebration. And had a wander along the parade and stopped at the Globe, and that was it.
Yeah.
The Dance Monkeys were playing.
And here they are now. No, it's brilliant. We've also had a message in from WhatsApp from one of our top fans at Vectis Radio. It is Nglane, and she said, "Where's the best place to find you on social media?"
If you go on dancemonkeysband.com, that's the portal that will take you to all of our social media, or you could go at Dance Monkeys Band on Instagram and Facebook.
Brilliant. No, it's been amazing to have you guys in the studio, and well, hopefully we'll have you again next year.
Fingers crossed, we're hoping. We're just looking at next year's tour at the moment.
Oh, you really? Nice. And hopefully, well, Cow's Week seems to be definitely a go-to for you.
It has been really good, and we do enjoy it here. I think I've said if I was forced to live in the UK again, I'd like to live in the Isle of Wight.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Well, all the listeners will like to hear that because we're very loyal on this island. So, yeah. Well, anyways, I bet a lot of them would be like, I'd love to live in Tenerife as well.
Yeah, I prefer Tenerife. But if I was forced to live in the UK
I see where you're going with this. I see where they're going with this. Well, no, thanks so much for joining us, guys. It's been a pleasure. And if you want to listen back to the interview, it will be live on our website, which will be in the next couple of hours as well. And also, don't forget to check out all the Dance Monkey socials. And they are there until Saturday night at the Globe, playing live. What time?
9 p.m. every night.
9 p.m. every night. So go there. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee you that. It's a fantastic evening. Right. Anyways, thanks, guys. Up next, we have some more music, including one of our local bands ourselves. It's Level 42. You heard of Level 42?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we're not from the Outer Hebrides. We are. So, yes, either ways, we'll be back in a moment.